Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, Why Do This? Was written by Dave Brannan. As I was helping my 6th grade grandson, Logan, with some tough algebra-type homework, he told me of his dream of becoming an engineer. After we returned to figuring out what to do with the X's and Y's in his assignment, he said, "When am I ever going to use this stuff?" I couldn't help but smile, saying, "Well, Logan, this is exactly the stuff you'll use if you become an engineer." He hadn't realized the connection between algebra and his hoped-for future. Sometimes we view scripture that way. When we listen to sermons and read certain parts of the Bible, we may think, "When am I ever going to use this?" The psalmist David had some answers. He said, "God's truths found in scripture are effective for refreshing the soul, making wise the simple, and giving joy to the heart." The wisdom of scripture, found in the first 5 books of the Bible, as referred to in Psalm 19, as well as all of scripture, helps us as we daily rely on the Spirit's leading. And without the scriptures, we'd lack the vital way God has provided for us to experience Him and better know His love and ways. Why study the Bible? Well, because as Psalm 19 states, the commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Psalm 19, verses 7 through 11. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Let's pray. Loving God, please make your word a light to our path. Use the wisdom of Scripture to direct our steps through the training of your Spirit, and may our love for you increase as we do. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen Tabor, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.